along with Solomon's many other accomplishments, he also had a number one pop hit in October of 1965. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 and following, to everything there is a season and a time and a purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to reap, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I've seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He's also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people to do than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing take it from it. God does it so that people will fear him. May Lord bless his word to hearts and minds this morning. Well, we continue with the series, Ecclesiastes, Wisdom for Living, and this morning we're looking at seasons. First, I wanted to start with something a little humorous. I heard about this high school teacher who was teaching poetry to her English class, and they spent days getting acquainted with the greatest poems in the English language, including many of William Shakespeare's 154 sonnets. And then one day she walked into class and decided to give the students a pop quiz. And she said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to recite a few lines from a poem, and you're to tell me which poem it is. And that student will get an A for the day. And so without further ado, she launched into William Shakespeare's sonnet number 73 and said, the time of year thou mayst in me behold, when yellow leaves are few, or none doth hang, upon those boughs which shake against. And the teacher only got three lines into the poem, and Brian, who's the sassiest kid in the class, raises his hand, and she said, yes, Brian, what poem is that? He said, well, that's a sonnet by Shakespeare. And she said, well, yes, Brian, but which one? And the boy thinks for a moment and says, William. So he got his A for the day. Well, you know, seasons are part of literature and part of poetry, and seasons are part of life. This morning we're looking at seasons in life and great book of Ecclesiastes. It's about search for meaning. And Solomon is searching for meaning in life and happiness and satisfaction. And truth be told, aren't we all searching for meaning and satisfaction and happiness in life? And so Solomon begins with the questions rather than the answers. And I think in our own lives, we, most of us, begin with the questions rather than the answers, right? For most of us, it takes a lot of years in life to find a lot of the answers and to really realize the answers. And so last week we looked at searching. And so Solomon begins this search. And he begins, he's got the resources to do most anything that he wants. He's one of the richest people of the time, one of the greatest rulers, reputed for his wisdom. And so he begins to look for the answers of life, first in academics and intellectualism. And though learning may be great, he finds that if it's just about academics and learning and intellectualism, then that's just chasing after the wind. And so he moves from there to unbridled pleasure seeking, and he does all kinds of things. And he finds that pleasure seeking isn't the answer either. It's just chasing after the wind is the phrase that he uses. And then from there he turns to materialism. He turns to building projects, and he turns to fountains and to homes, and he has fame and he has fortune. And he doesn't find it there either, and finally he turns to work. And he doesn't find the answer in work either. And finally, after all this chasing, he says that the truth is that the answer for meaning in life is that we find our happiness in our Creator in right relationships with each other. And to realize that that's the meaning of life. And everything else, once we have the priorities and purpose that are God's in our life, then everything else is something that we can enjoy. And so we move from searching to seasons this morning. Some of you may not realize it, but along with Solomon's many other accomplishments, he also had a number one pop hit in October of 1965. The oldest lyrics to any number one pop hit were those words that I read this morning. Pete Seeger wrote the music and set those very same words from the King James Version to a beautiful number one song.
Sung by
the Byrds. And so he's got a number one song. And I think in our own lives, that there's something about it, and it's a beautiful song, but it has a great truth. And that is, if you think about it, our lives are sort of defined by the seasons of life. Now, you don't have to ask someone their age. You can sort of define their life by the season that they're in life. So you probably know someone who's in a teenage season. Got a daughter in the teenage season, early in the teenage season, thankfully. You probably know someone in the college season, right? And that has some things about that. And then you might know someone in the newlywed season. That's a beautiful season. It goes by too quickly. And then you probably know couples that have a baby or a toddler, and that's a season of life. And then they have the teenagers. And then, you know, folks that are empty nesters and retired folks. And then folks in their golden years. And maybe you know someone that's got a family member, a loved one in hospice, and that's a season of life also. And so we look at our life like seasons, just as Solomon suggests. You listen to some of the seasons of life. What season are you in? He says, to everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to reap. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. And you know, many of these seasons are contrasting seasons. And a number of the seasons are difficult seasons in life. And Solomon doesn't beat around the bush about that. You might know someone, or you might be someone who's in a season of mourning. And that's a difficult season of life. And you know how difficult that is. And you begin to appreciate some of the lessons of the seasons. Because in every season, there's a reason for the season and a lesson to be learned. And as we mourn, we appreciate God comforting us and giving us peace. We appreciate family and friends in ways that we never did before. We appreciate the loved one all over again. And so there's a time for mourning. And there's also a time of weeping. And then we think of the time, the season of dancing and laughter. And you might know someone that's going to have a wedding or just got married and the season, the beauty of that, or someone that just had a little baby and the joy that that brings. And that's a new season in life and such a blessed season. And some of the other seasons, he says, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. And you think of that image of building, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. And you think about this image of breaking down and building up, and I'm a fan of HGTV. I don't know if there's any Reno people out there, and I love these shows where they do the Reno shows, and they find this worst house on this best block, and then they go in, and you think, oh, that's just the worst thing I've ever seen. What are they going to do? But the person has a plan and a vision of what it could be, and so they tear it down, and then they build it back up, and it's amazing. But, you know, they couldn't build it up if they didn't tear it down. And so there's wisdom in life. There's a time to break down, and there's a time to build up. And there's a season, too, when you think about farmers, and they're excited because we're near harvest time. But harvest time wouldn't happen without planting. So they plant the seed, and then they need the right amount of rain in the right season, and it grows, and it's time to harvest that. And so that's a season in life. And in our own life, there's times to break up the ground. And sometimes God breaks up the ground for us, and then there's seeds that are planted. And without that planting season, there's not a harvesting season in our own life. And so there's all these seasons, time to rend and a time to sow. And in each season, something to be learned. So what season are you in? Some of those lessons are so difficult. You think about the season of loneliness. But without a season of loneliness, we don't really appreciate sometimes that quiet presence of God and the stillness of the Spirit on our hearts and lives. And maybe we develop the ability to have that quiet time. And we think also of a season to learn to build up friendships and a network of family and friends and to really appreciate that. And there's also a season of singleness. And many people want to be married when they're single, and another married couples want to be single when they're married, and that doesn't work out. So you have to figure out the rhythm of life, and there's things that you can do when you're single. You might decide to be a missionary across the globe, but you couldn't do that necessarily when you're married. It's more difficult. It takes two people to decide that. And then there's a blessed season of finding the right person and then making that commitment. And then, you know, the love and honeymoon passes rather quickly, and then there's young kids and all the busyness of that. And if you're not careful, then you're in such a rush during those seasons, you forget how precious a little baby is, and all of a sudden the baby's a toddler, and then, you know, preschool, and then elementary, and then on to the teen years, and you got to slow down, and you have to embrace the season that you're in, and you have to be present in that season, and to lean into the season, and to enjoy that season. And you think then of the empty nesters and the retired folks and the golden years and all those lessons of life. There's something there in each and every season. And then Solomon goes on, he says this, it's a time to speak and a time to remain silent. And you think about times to speak up for what is right. And he goes on to say a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And we all hope that seasons of hate are few and far between and the seasons of love are long and enduring. But there's times, too, when standing up for right might even lead a country into war. And we think of World War II, when there's time to stand up for the oppression of Nazism and to stand up for Jews and other folks who are being oppressed and to even go to war if need be. But then the blessed season of peace that we can work for. Now that peace doesn't happen in one moment, but it takes working towards and then working years afterwards to mend relationships and to form new ties. And so embrace the season of life. As that song says, turn, turn, turn to every season in life. Learn to turn towards that season and embrace the season of life, and you'll find that there's something special in that season. And many times we don't understand how the seasons fit together, but God knows the big picture in our life. And so embrace the season. Listen to what else he says in verse 9. What do workers gain from their toil? I've seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for people than that they be happy and do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in their toil. This is a gift of God. What season are you in? Try to embrace the reason for the season and learn the lesson and enjoy that season of life. The next thing is to learn to move on to next season. And that's not an easy lesson, because we just start learning the lesson of this season when a new season of life comes along. And our natural tendency is to hold on to the old season we just mastered in life, right? And so that new season in life that God is teaching us something new in life, and if we're not careful, we'll miss the beauty and blessedness of that season in life. There's a time when you and I need to move on. And you probably all known someone, and you know, high school is a wonderful season in life. But if you're 40 and you're still acting like a high schooler, it's time to move on. Would you agree? It's kind of like the mullet hairstyle, if you know, way back then. I guess good in its season, but it was time to move on. And there's a lot of press now on mindfulness. Have you seen sort of the latest thing on mindfulness, which is really sort of being present in the moment and to kind of make the most of that moment and just to slow down. And Solomon was way ahead. You read this verse and this passage, and he's talking about the seasons of life and being able to lean into those seasons of life. He said, I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him or have awe or reverence for him and the holiness of life. Whatever is has already been. What will be has been before, and God will call the past to account. And you look at that and you realize that God sees the big picture of our life. Many times when we're in a season of life, it just feels like life is a series of pieces and we can't put it together and make the big picture out of it. And yet, God knows what the big picture is in life. If we lean into God's plan and purposes for our life and trust him to put those pieces together and give him the pieces of our life, then God can make the big picture out of our life and make it something beautiful, just as Solomon says. Everything is beautiful in its season. And so God has made everything beautiful in his time. So learn the right season of life and learn to move on. And you probably know some folks that maybe they've been in a parting season and it's time to move on with that season and realize it's time for a season of maturity and work. And most everyone's been through the pain and heartache and it hurt of being through maybe a church fight. Maybe it was 50 years ago. And they still have some hurt and some anger even at that, and certainly some frustration. But you know, there's a time to move on. There's a time to let go. There's a time to build bridges and make peace and find grace and forgiveness. And so we move on to a new season of finding a new reconciliation. And there's a time when you've seen folks maybe early in their college life and they're very cynical about faith. And there's a season for that, because you learn kind of what's maybe added on and all that sort of a thing, but then you don't really discover what the deep things of faith are. If you're still in that season, 20 years down the road, maybe it's time to let that season go and then to embrace deep faith and let your roots go down deep into the soil of faith. And then there's a time when there's folks are immature in their Christian walk and you need to find that season of maturity. There's a new season waiting for each and every one of us. And so just like the phases of life, we learn to embrace the new season, and there's time for each and every phase of life. And so to learn to move on to the next season. And then finally, the lesson is to do the right thing in every season. And you know, in every season of life, there's trials and temptations, and there's the pressure to compromise. But Solomon seems to know the secret here, and he says this: there's nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good. And he goes on to say this in verse 16, "And I saw something else under the sun. In the place of judgment, wickedness was there. In the place of justice, wickedness was there. And I said to myself, God will bring into judgment both the righteous and the wicked, for there will be a time for every activity and a time to judge every deed." You know, in every season of life, there's time to stand up for what's right. You think when you're a young person, sometimes there's time to stand up on the playground or in school for what is right, or maybe to stand against a bully and to stand with a friend. And in the college years, you know, there's the temptation maybe to just get distracted by things that are fleeting, but there's time to learn about the issues of the world and what is right and just, and stand up for justice and peace and to be against injustice. And then in the professional world, so many times the pressure is there to compromise and to be superficial, but to stand up with honesty, integrity for what's right and what's enduring in life. And in all these things, we are challenged to be a light in the darkness of the world and to shine forth in the way that shows God's love and God's grace and God's truth and everything. And so what we often sow in one season, we reap another season. And every season in life, we stand up for what is right, then there's something to be reaped in the next season of life. And there's a deeper level of standing up for what's right. And I, like so many people, was heartbroken about a lot of rancor and violence in Charlottesville. And it was just heartbreaking to see people that were sort of touting racism and injustice in many ways. But you know, that's not the message, I think, of the bulk of people. And this past week, as difficult as it was to see the images of devastation and ruin from Hurricane Harvey, it was really good to see people helping one another. People from every race and political background were reaching out and helping people and all working together in an incredible way. And some of the images I saw that I really liked was, there was this woman. She couldn't get through to the 911 calls because it was call center because it was so jammed. And so her home was flooded, and she thought she was going to drown. So she did what she always did in the morning. She called Chick-fil-A, who she always called for her delivery meal. And the manager was there, who always made sure her order went out. And he's an African-American gentleman. And so he wasn't going to pick up the phone, but he thought, well, I'll pick up the phone. And there was this customer that usually orders a delivery, and she didn't want a delivery. She wanted rescued, and she said 911 was busy. And so he went out, and he got his jet ski, and he drove to her home in a jet ski, and he opened the sliding glass door and drove the jet ski right into her living room, and she got on the back, and they drove out of the house in a jet ski. And it was just beautiful to see that. And you saw a lot of bass fishermen who normally spent their weekends bass fishing, and they took the bass fishing boats out and, you know, put their own gas in it and work hours and hours and even days rescuing hundreds and hundreds of people. And it was amazing to see. And so you look at that and see people doing what is right. And I think when we do that, we feel good about our life in every season of life, and we lead to a more mature a moment in life. And so God wants us to do what's right in every season. And so in conclusion, Jesus said this. Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have life abundantly." In every season of life, God wants us to have an abundant and blessed life. Now, there are some painful and difficult seasons of life. God's presence is with us all the more in those seasons of life, and we just lean into that. And there's a deep lesson that God is teaching us about all of life, and we take that on to the next season. And so maybe you've known someone in life, and you've watched them along the way. And in every season of life, they just seem to know that's the tempo of the music of eternity in that moment. And so they live life as a good young person, doing what was right, and going to church and worship. And then in their teen years, they lived a good life too. They stood up for what was right, did what was right in school, and then same in their college years and in their young adult life. They married and they had kids, and that was a blessed season as well. And the kids grew older and they had teenagers and trials that go with it, but they had a blessed season. They blessed other people, and then they became empty nesters, and then in the golden years, they retired. And finally, in the closing moments of life, they were able to sort of know and understand the rhythms of life. We're able to let go of this life and move into the season of eternity. Because after all, Solomon said, God has put eternity in the human heart. And so this life itself is a season that we prepare for a new season, the season of eternity. And there we'll see all the pieces put together. But if we never really find God, we never really understand everything until sometime down the road. But without God, we never find rest and peace and presence of life. Augustine said this, our hearts are restless until they find the rest in thee. And so to be able to lean into God's Spirit and the secret of meaning in life. And so, what season are you in? What's the reason for the season? Do you know the lessons that God is teaching us? Will you be able to pass those lessons on to someone else struggling with that season or enjoying that season or not being able to enjoy that season? And then, when is it time to move on to the next season and discover the new truths of that? And then finally, are we doing the right thing in every season of life? I'm going to close with these words again by this great person of wisdom, Solomon. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the sun. God has made everything beautiful in its time. He's also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in their toil. This is a gift from God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, nothing take it from it. God does it so that people will fear him, will worship him, they will find reverence in him. This life is a season of preparation for next life, which will unfold all God's love in a greater way. And so each and every season of life, let us find God and God's purpose in our life and God's priorities. Will you join me in prayer? Lord, like the seasons of the year that come and go, it's beautiful and yet it goes by all too quickly. So help us to enjoy the beauty of every season of life. Even in the difficult seasons of life where our hearts ache, Lord, help us to lean into your presence. Help us to stand on your promises and know that you are with us along the journey of life. But help us to find the purpose and priorities that you have for us. And so we can give you the pieces and you can take those pieces like a great jigsaw puzzle and put them together and show us our purpose that we may reflect the eternal purposes that you have for our life. Help us to help others to discover the truths for living and the wisdom that you give us. Help us to turn all things over to you, knowing that you are the creator of all that is, and you have offered us grace and love in all the seasons of life. In Christ our Lord, we pray, and all God's people said, Amen.